We're starting season two of the Just Because I Love You podcast. Every week, four sisters gather with their 12 children to do life together. Come be a fly on the wall for one of our conversations about life, motherhood, and Christian faithfulness. Don't mind the noise from the kids, Carla. That's what we call you, listener. Welcome to Just Because I Love You Day.
That was like 15 at the time, and I didn't know.
Don't mind them, Carla. They're just talking about something.
I didn't know.
She's just bringing up.
Don't listen.
She's just conjuring children over here.
You can listen, but don't worry about it.
The first time my mother saw it, she goes, "What was that?" And I go, "I don't know.
Did you have a war-painted face?"
No, but we had all black like dresses that were like floor length and like up to your neck and down to your sleeves and stuff like that. And we wore our hair completely down and we like did a lot of stuff in circles. And then we came together and I'm not kidding you, a star, like a pentagram.
Yeah.
And then we rushed toward the center and someone snuck a little girl in a white dress on stage. And we collapsed at the end of the dance and revealed this conjured child.
Wow. Okay, she's describing when she was back in the days when she was part of a coven.
It's not part
coven.
Of a coven.
Is it okay. Coven?
Yeah. I won't get that right now since you're probably going to say that word a lot.
All right. So this is at the dance studio, Carla, that I was at.
This was her backyard.
They would bring guest choreographers in. And this guy put this choreography on a set of like teenage girls, right? So we were doing this, minus the little girl who was probably like, I don't know, Emmy's age, like real tiny. And my mom saw it for the first time and she goes, what did we just watch? And I said, I really don't know. Like, I don't know the background of this. And so we asked the choreographer and he explains that it was like a tribute to Wiccans and that, you know, at the end we conjure this child.
Well, that probably freaked your mom out.
Yeah, a little bit. And I was like, oh, and my mom, I'm kind of surprised she didn't pull me from the dance, but she was like, well, it's not real. And I was like, what's Wiccan mean? She goes, witches. And I was like, what? Like, they're real? And she goes, a lot of people pretend they're witches now. And that's how she handled that. But looking back, I'm like, that was really messed up. That was really messed up. That
we
I was
had
part
one
of
come
that.
To Huntington.
The Wiccans?
A Wiccan, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you go to a private Christian school?
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I actually was encouraging them to let her come. Like, I didn't get to see her sermon or whatever you want to call it. I was away for a soccer game. But they came and there was this huge blow up and backlash because they were like, we're a private university and we shouldn't have to listen to these things. But I was of the opinion of, well, listen to anything. I mean, discern all things, right? So I was cool with her coming. And then I was mad about it later because they let this Wiccan come in and then they wouldn't let my dad come and do a show because he's too controversial. But the Wiccan can come and do a sermon because that's perfectly acceptable. That was the only thing that made me mad. But
the hypocrisy.
Yeah, I was like, well, if we're going to let other religions come in and teach, why can't we let somebody come in and do comedy? But anyway, so yeah, they
I
came
like
and it
we
was
should take a step back or two.
Oh yeah, Carla, we really
you're
just
the one who started
jumped
it.
On main midstream.
I brought up both a Bible verse and an example of something I found on social media, and then we were off to the races. So I started the theme music, and they were already mid conversation when we
I
got
was
mid
snack. So you had your chance.
Anyway. I'm Amanda.
I'm Megan West.
I'm Tabby. I'm going to eat things.
If this is your first time listening, yes, Tabby and I always just give our first name, and Megan always gives both of hers.
Does she?
Yes.
I think I do. I always do. We are missing Marla Branion today.
Yes.
She only says Marla, though.
Marla.
Mm-hmm. I really am the only one, aren't
getting
I?
Ready for a trip to Florida. So
that's so Scorpio
here.
Of you.
Stop it.
Okay, but you're still jumping ahead again. Poor Carla is like, I want to be a fly on the wall, but I want to be a fly that got here a little bit earlier because this doesn't make any sense right now.
It's your fault.
So I was scrolling on social media the other day and I found a post, and I want to be clear. This was not random internet nonsense. Like, this was somebody I actually do know in real life. So it's homegrown nonsense. And it's a girl who was asking for advice from friends, or maybe not even advice isn't the right word, but I'm trying to find it. And I just read it and I took a screenshot and I sent it to my sisters. Cause I was like, can you believe this? And they
can
believe it
even.
So the question was, is there anyone else that's sensitive to moon and space energy who's felt kind of aggressive lately and having more energy than normal? or is it just me? And if that's not bad enough, the responses...
It's really not that bad.
The responses to said question were things like, yes, there have been a huge number of solar storms impacting the atmosphere lately. Who's to say that's not related?
Who's to say?
And then my personal favorite down toward the bottom. Yes, the moon was full in the Cancer constellation. Then there's like a little picture of stars so that you can get reference. And it says,
it's a Cancer one.
I felt the energy was heavy, and Cancers like me are emotional beings. It's supposed to say beings with an S. Are emotional beings. So it's not wonder it was an emotional energy the last few days.
Hmm. Man, I've got to watch out for those Cancers.
Oh. And so this is the kind of stuff that makes me go, yep, the state of womanhood in this culture is a hot mess. We don't know what we're doing. We get around, and this is the stuff we're filling each other's minds with.
I was like, that's a lot of knowledge.
Yes.
I'll give them that. They have learned a lot about something.
A lot about nothing.
Yeah.
Did you know there's more than just your astrological sign? Like, I had to look this up the other day because
it's also
somebody...
like moon waning or moon...
Moon rising and sun star. I don't even know. Obviously, I'm not good at this. Point is, I had to go look mine up, of course. Yeah. Because I was like, I'm more than just a Virgo? Please, enlighten me. Turns out it has a lot more to do with like what position the stars were in,
right,
and during the night of your birth and all that sort of stuff. But right. But my point was just that it's not enough anymore just to have one. Like, they're digging in deeper and deeper and deeper. So now you have like three signs that can describe you, and it all means different things depending on it and what it tells you about your personality. And then you could mix that with your Enneagram.
For and years.
You must be really self-obsessed. Not you. I'm just saying.
Ouch.
I'm definitely naming that as you. As in, like women must be so self-obsessed nowadays that they literally have to have three different signs to describe themselves to other people so they can relate to them on a deeper level.
I don't know if it's self-obsession versus lack of other defining qualities. Like
dang.
I don't. They're so boring. I didn't actually mean that, but now that I'm thinking about it, that could be part of it too. But I meant it more as it's not okay to label yourself as anything anymore. And so we're deconstructing all the old labels and trying to fit ourselves into these really weirdly specific categories. And so they are honestly confused about who they are and what they are and why they are. So they're using anything and everything they can. They want to be described. They want to make sense of their life. And so they're using astrology or Enneagrams, Myers-Briggs, Harry Potter houses. I mean, you name it. They want to know about themselves. And so, well, I guess it is slightly
selfish. For years, I have been using astrology as an example of an old and outdated, obviously false belief system and something that we don't actually really give that much attention to anymore. And it's just a little disappointing that actually women I know in real life who are, you know, existing in this culture are still trying to make it make sense or still trying to use that to make sense of their life. I thought we all agreed that it's nonsense. I thought we were
no, past that. I think it just went underground for a while, but it's alive and well.
I think that it became unironic again. I think what happened was, it was ironic. People only sort of believed it when they were 13 and they were reading like women's magazines or girls' magazines in the back.
Or they played that MASH game.
Yeah.
Mansion,
and then that part was never real, though.
Right. No. For us.
Never true.
For us, I think that all of a sudden it became that way. Like, it went from something we all kind of knew was silly and fun to all of a sudden,
well, here's what they I took think. It seriously. First of all, Megan was alluding to 1 Timothy 3 earlier when she was saying, well, that's a lot of knowledge they've accrued, but not necessarily wisdom from God. I'm going to read that really quick so we're all on the same page with the scripture that we're referencing. This is 1 Timothy 3, starting in verse 2. Now the overseer, that's not actually the chapter I want. I want 2 Timothy 3, that's why, not 1st. 2 Timothy 3. I was about to give you guys all the qualifications for an elder, and that's not going to make any sense. Okay.
Good.
That's also a lot of knowledge.
This is it. 1 Timothy 3, still starting in verse 2. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, and having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. These are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women, who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning, but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. And I think it's that always learning line that's really interesting to think about more deeply. What are they learning? They're never coming to a knowledge of the truth, but what are they spending all their time learning? And I think this is it. They're learning which personality they've got. You know, they're learning which crystals they should rub on their foreheads to open up their chakras.
Like, rose quartz.
They're learning what to diffuse in their oil diffuser to make them study for their test better. Like
candles.
Yeah. This is all stuff that I actually have learned, not because it's getting me closer to a knowledge of the truth, but because it's helping me understand my culture better and just how crazy we've all become. But I want to ask, how does this happen? How do we get to be women who are, you know, for the most part, middle class women, comfortable lives? You know, we've got full refrigerators and
warm
houses
beds
that are heated and cooled. And how are we falling into these traps? I mean, I'm open to some suggestions here.
Well, part of it is we have all those things
because we're bored.
I think partly we're bored. I think we don't have to struggle for anything. Like, gone are the days, even in America, early America, where you had to really work for stuff. I mean, what is it? I think Rebecca Merkel's book that talks about how our great-great-grandmothers used to have to actually sew clothes for their children. And right. They had to learn how to can things or you weren't going to eat very much that winter. Like, right. We had real problems to solve and real things to do for the good of our family. And while, weirdly, we were just talking about how we don't necessarily want to go back to those times, Megan and I, we're happy for our washing machines and our refrigerators. We're happy for all that stuff. But it does make it easier to focus on things that aren't really important. Like, we are religious beings mm-hmm. by nature. And right. So we will look for religion. And if you aren't looking to God and you have no other problems to solve, like how to feed and clothe your children, then yeah, you'll start making your own religion. You'll start looking for religion in right. other things.
Well, and I think that there's some control issues that are cropping up too. When you think about the crystals and the spell books and all that, they're literally trying to control the uncontrollable.
I didn't think of it that way.
It's. I don't disagree with you, but at the same time, when Paul was writing, women had a lot of stuff to do. They had a lot mm-hmm. of homestead stuff to take care of, and he still lists women specifically as the ones who tend to be gullible and getting caught in these traps. So I'm not looking for a specific answer here necessarily. Like, I'm not fishing for a particular...
But not yours, Tabby. Yeah.
Well, or yours, Megan.
I'm just
West.
Saying, what is it? Why do women keep... Why is it a female thing? It tends to be a female thing where women end up, like, encouraging each other in this nonsense.
Aren't we more emotional and spiritual? I mean, you're asking me to define the difference between men and women. It's yeah. like, I don't know, I guess men just... They don't talk about this stuff mm-hmm. in general. Like, they don't. Joe is never going to go to Luke, which is me and Tabby's husband.
What's your sign?
Yeah. And be like, hey, man, I know we're supposed to go to the gym, but I'm just feeling really weak because I got some cancer energy going on right now. I'm too Scorpio right now.
And then Luke responds with, here, take this sage and burn it. Yeah. Yeah.
Here, although men do sometimes get this way, I think, with their supplements, if we're talking about working out. I think men can fall into this trap, at least in modern times, about being like, oh, yeah, just take some B12 and that'll work. But really? It's not as, I think some
think
men.
That's a chick thing. I think men who do that are kind of girly.
Or maybe they're being influenced. Like, my wife says take B12.
Oh, yes. I know many men who now know a lot about essential oils, but it's because their wife sells, you know, Young Living or whatever, and not because they personally have that much interest in the in all of the sorcery.
But you know what? My husband does love it when I diffuse essential oils because we have some fragrance allergies in our house.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my only option if I want it to smell good.
Sure.
And he's always like, I love it when you do that. But he would never go over there and be like, what scent do I want? Well, and fill up the diffuser himself.
Like, I think it's the difference between enjoying music, which is perfectly acceptable. It's great and to play music in your house versus like chanting a particular song because you want to make it rain or something. Like, I think that's the difference.
That's true.
I think your husband is mostly appreciating that the house smells nice. Right. I don't think he cares that you're diffusing lavender and that's supposed to be good for headaches.
I don't think he's probably going to go, you know what I noticed? Every time you burned that particular oil, I feel a little anxious. Can we try a different one next time?
I feel in touch with my feminine side when you burn sage.
Oh.
Can you not?
Yes, Tavi. I think you are close to what I was already thinking. Whether that means we're both right or not, I don't know.
I like to think so.
I do too.
Oh,
and see,
that's so Virgo of us.
It's so female of us because it's relevant. I think women get together, they share things, right? Mm-hmm. They share about their lives.
That's how they bond.
They talk about what they've been feeling. Like, oh, Monday I had a really bad day. And so the other woman goes, me too. Or last Monday I had a bad day. Mm-hmm. And after a while with all this sharing going on, you start to pick up patterns. This is a human thing.
That's female
thing.
Though.
It's female, but it's also like the human brain is really good at recognizing things that crop up more than once.
Like a full moon.
Well,
although
sure.
That actually does happen.
I mean, we like literally are always looking for patterns and closure.
Like you can see happy faces and things that weren't necessarily done on purpose. You know what I mean?
This
is a thing that's well established. Yes. Like you'll start to see, or if you tell yourself, I'm not going to think about pink Mercedes cars or whatever, then you'll start seeing more Mercedes and more pink cars.
Right.
Because you just happen to bring it to your own attention, right? So that happens. We know this. And I think that when women do life together, they start to recognize patterns and then they encourage each other to keep recognizing those patterns. So they're lighting up the reward center of their brain every time one person in the group confirms a finding, you know, some sort of research, if you want to call it that, that was conducted by another member of the group. So pretty soon you're doing your own little very biased experiments, your little science experiments, where one person proposes what I guess is kind of like a hypothesis, and then you start confirming it for each other over and over again. The technical term is confirmation bias when you're not doing it objectively, when you're doing it through subjective experiences and it ends up being, you know, incorrect. But I think that that's at play here.
Why are some women attaching so much importance to it then? Why aren't they treating it just like if they go, hey, you know what I haven't seen? Like, it's really hard to find purple cars. And then all of a sudden, like you said, oh, hey, look, there's a purple car. That's kind of cool. Oh, look, I see another purple car. Why aren't we just treating it like one-off scenarios instead of being like, you know what? I see a purple car every Monday at 2 p.m. That must be significant.
I don't know if they notice. I don't know if they realize that they are participating in like a confirmation bias scenario. I doubt that they do. I think that just the more time you spend with other people and you listen to their stories, the more you start being aware of that same phenomenon in your own life. And so then you start thinking it must be some sign from God. It must be spiritual. It must be coming from the heavens because this couldn't be a coincidence. And then that's where old wives' tales originated. Notice that we don't call them old husbands' tales. We don't call them that. Why?
We're sexist.
Yeah, well, oh, look, there's my son. He just woke up.
He doesn't have any pants on.
He's very naked.
How are you?
Also, I feel like we say that Silas is very naked on a lot of podcast episodes.
Well, it's a good thing we don't have video running.
Yes.
Let's just say that.
This is partly why.
For real.
We never know how much nakedness is going to be in one video at one time.
I told him to get some pants and we'll get a snack here pretty soon.
Okay, so I want to play on what you just said, though, of women getting together and they're sharing these things. And they're like, yeah, me too. I was really, really irritable last Monday, too. It must be the moon phase or something like that.
Right.
When in reality, it's because a lot of women don't want to be like, oh, you know what? I was being extremely selfish. Were you being extremely selfish?
Yes.
That's not conducive to bonding. You don't want to like straight up look somebody in the eye and be like, hey, Tabby, Well, we do here. Say,
what are you talking about? Our entire bond is formed on looking each other in the eye and saying, I'm selfish.
And I think you're being selfish. Okay. No.
And I appreciate that.
But I think in society, that's not okay. Right. That's not conducive to relationship forming. We're supposed to put a plaster smile on our face and look for an excuse to act like an irritable you-know-what.
Yes. And I think also that kind of harkens back to the differences between men and women too. And I don't know if this is biological or spiritual or just cultural, but when men do get together and talk to each other, they're typically less afraid to be blunt and to say something unflattering. In fact, a lot of times they are purposely
that's all they say to each other,
insulting, even when they're not being serious, like they're just joking. Whereas women don't do that. We tend to value, as groups, we tend to value politeness, gentleness.
Flattery.
Ew. Flattery is a better word.
Which is no bueno.
We're not supposed to do that. But actually, just today, our dad, Tabby's and my dad, got a comment from somebody that he sent to me that said, you know, dad had made a reference to the fact that society was collapsing because we are now letting people redefine words such as he, him, or she, her. Right. And if it doesn't make sense, we need to be able to talk to each other, and we use words to communicate. And if we now are attacking words themselves and letting those fall apart, we're not going to be able to function as a society anymore. We need language in order to work together. And so he said that, and this guy was like, well, I think it's pretty ridiculous that you think that being polite to people by using their preferred pronoun is going to collapse society. I think we're going in a great direction when we're being polite enough to call people what they want to be called. And it's like, that's usually what women do. Women are usually the ones who value
polite enough to lie.
Yes. Politeness over truth. Like, we care more about making another person feel good than stating what is reality. And so
that's because we want to be included so much more than men do. Men are usually better at being okay if they have to stand alone.
Yes.
They are okay with saying what needs to be said because they are not as worried about what the collective thinks. Again, usually.
But that's why I brought it up, because this was a man in this case who was talking to dad.
Are you sure?
Of 100%. Yeah. And I also had a conversation with another man last week along the same lines, where he was talking about, like, Caitlyn Jenner, and I will say Caitlyn because Bruce Jenner legally changed his name to Caitlyn, I think.
Yeah.
But he's a man still. And the guy was like, listen, Caitlyn Jenner agrees with us conservatives. We should not alienate him or be disparaging of him, because he says that people who are born men should not compete on female swim teams. So we should agree with him. We shouldn't alienate an ally.
He's trying to compete with women right now.
Don't be divisive. Don't be divisive. But no, but the quote that's being shared by conservatives literally says, she was born a man. She has a bigger body. She has larger lungs and a better heart, you know, a more efficient heart system. So she should not be playing on men's teams. And it's like, okay, the quote itself tells you that we are not agreeing. We're allowing Bruce Jenner to redefine words there, and therefore he's not an ally of mine. And it's not my fault for noticing. Like, don't call me divisive or say that I'm not being polite because I'm saying, Caitlyn/Bruce, we are not on the same team on this. You're using the wrong pronouns, and that's serious. It matters. But it's now men, in many cases, who are more interested in agreeing, getting along, being part of a collective. Because this guy was actually saying, you're going to look around one day and realize nobody's willing to agree with you anymore because you just chased everybody away with your divisiveness and your pettiness and your...
And to which our dad, a man, went, okay.
Actually, I was the one talking to the guy.
I'll stand by myself then. It'll be very peaceful where I'm at without you.
Dad wasn't in the conversation. It was me. And I, as a woman, said, it's really gross to me. I'm used to this from women who need to go to the bathroom in a group because they don't want to go alone. But a man who's not willing to stand alone is pretty sad. And it is evidence that our culture is collapsing. But
yeah, because most men would have made fun of him. If a guy ever, I mean, how many sitcoms have been written about, like, if a man ever looked at his guy and said, I have to go to the bathroom, come with me. And the men would be like, we don't do that. Ew.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's changing. I mean, it's not just, it's becoming more and more a both male and female trait, because our entire culture is becoming feminized. But historically, it's been females who tend to be led astray by these silly dogmas, by these anti-Christ religions, because they tend to travel in packs and because they want each other's permission, or what's the word? Not permission, but encouragement. What's validation?
She's looking at me like I'm going to help her.
I'm looking at you for my validation and you totally left me hanging.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I was thinking about something else. You should
learn how to stand alone.
This is why we're bad girls. We're bad women.
Yeah.
We don't validate each other the way that we need to be validated.
Nope. I never have. While you were looking at me for help and I was totally thinking about something else, what I was thinking about was I don't think it's also just applying to some of this nonsensical stuff, because I think most of the people listening will agree with us and say, well, yeah, astrology, that's super silly.
I hope so. Carla, these women were serious.
Yeah, yes, but there's not.
I'm a Cancer too. Oh my gosh. Okay, was the moon rising or cresting when you were born?
Waxing or waning?
Me too. Oh, wow. That means you and I are basically the same person. That was another comment. I thought we were twins before, but now I know we really have a lot in common.
We're so, what are the twins ones? Sagittarius? I don't know.
No, the twins are Gemini.
You heathen.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, isn't that what
I don't know enough about this.
I just know I am a Scorpio.
I'll look it up while you're talking one. And right. I won't listen to what you're saying.
But I was wondering, good, I'm glad. But what I was wondering is if it isn't just about the stuff people would call silly too. I'm wondering if a lot of females are also putting their religion into Western medicine, because I've heard a lot of stuff specifically while I'm pregnant about the things that you shouldn't do, and not just things that are proven, like don't drink alcohol. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm talking about, like, I was told I shouldn't vacuum because then my baby will come out weird, or like,
you
don't
were told that?
Yes. Yes, I was told that by women. I was also told you shouldn't put both arms above your head or it will cause the baby's umbilical cord to wrap around its neck. Like, I'm describing these as wives' tales, but right. These were legitimately handed to me as real medical advice. They were like, it's medicine. It's proven. I'm like, it is 100% not proven. But I'm wondering if it's not just astrology, but us placing a lot of faith in...
wives' tales don't just have to do with the stars. Like, I'm sure there was a reason people thought that breaking mirrors was bad luck. You know, I'm sure there was some... It seemed to make sense when it first started that black cats just always come with bad luck. You know, if witches back in the day used to mainly have animals like black cats, or there's a lot of other animals that have to do with tails too. I feel like a duck was one of them, or chicken heads have to do with a lot of
chicken
stuff.
Chicken feet
were supposed to be, rabbit's foot is supposed to be good luck. Foot. Yeah, I don't know. See, contrary to popular belief, I don't know all
right,
of
but
them.
you're still pointing out what I think a lot of people would call silly wives' tales. I'm saying that I think there's more, and no, what's more prevalent is the idea that we're calling it science and medicine.
It's silly now, but that's what it started out at. It started out with some rationalization that made sense to enough people that it started getting passed around. Like the whole heartburn, if you have heartburn if your kid has a lot of hair.
Yeah.
If you're pregnant and you've got a kid with a lot of hair, you're going to have heartburn. That made sense to people at the time for the same reason that raising your arms above your head might make sense to somebody about umbilical cords. Like, it's not that different. Like, we like to think we're more advanced. We've made progress. And we haven't, apparently. I'm not, yeah. I was rendered a little bit speechless by the whole, is anyone else who's sensitive to moon energy? And then you came in and you were like, oh, Mandy, you would just be shocked at what's on TikTok and Instagram. Mm.
You would be. That's where I learned about all these other attributes and things. Like, I see people post non-ironically about why they need to be treated certain ways because of their Myers-Briggs. Although that one's not as popular. That was more of the early 2000s. Right now, Enneagram is hot.
Right.
All these things about Enneagram types and what that means for you and what kind of person you are and what kind of... Right now, it's the house one. Ladies, if I see another person typing about their Enneagram house would look like, I'm going to smash my phone.
Wait, what?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I guess I have, no.
It's just a picture. It's like a cute cartoon picture of a house. Usually it's something colonial or modern. It's very, you know, very cliche. And it will give you your Enneagram type. Go look up yours.
I am. I know exactly what my Enneagram
and then it tells you
is.
Like what your house would probably look like or how you would decorate or the energy that your house provides based on your Enneagram type. They're and I was like, wrong. I don't want to see this anymore.
flip.
It's always going to be based on enough of a grain of truth that it's going to trick people. Like,
well, they're just vague. It's like, your house probably has some pictures in it. And they're like, my house does have pictures in it.
Like the old school horoscopes, yes, that are printed in the newspaper. Yes,
it's like, your house gives off cozy vibes. It's like, it's a house. Everyone's house has cozy vibes.
Okay, guys, I don't think I meant to see this because my phone just totally locked up and shut down.
That is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit throwing itself in front of your screen right
now. It won't turn back on.
Her phone just broke trying to look up her Enneagram house.
God is like, no.
Right. Okay, guys, what does this mean? Carla, has this happened to you? Is this a thing that we should really look into?
Yep.
Do I need a crystal?
Just wait. Next week, my phone will be shutting off, and the week after that, Tabby's will.
I was looking up something probably demonic, and the Holy Spirit shut down my phone.
All I'm saying. Probably demonic. Well, now let's watch and see if the next time we're looking up something probably demonic, if our phone shuts down.
If I can look up the Satan shoes, then, that goes, I don't think we have enough time for this, but I was talking about how I actually think that this kind of stuff is way more dangerous than, like, the people who are adamantly calling themselves Satan worshipers and, like, killing goats.
I can agree. Yes.
I think that these people are in way more danger of the stuff that seems silly and fun and, like, it's no big deal. Yeah, it's just crystals and stuff. It's like, right, but you are not thinking about it. You are doing this without any sort of guidance. Like, the people who are trying, they at least are... they at least know, like, what they're doing.
When they've got mascara and eyeliner dripping down their cheeks and they're trying to look like Marilyn Manson, then we all know some screws are loose. But when you look like the average housewife, you know, you're a millennial with blonde hair and cute boots, and you're talking about constellations like you're serious, that's going to have some influence.
Somebody who doesn't think it's going to happen to them. The people who are drawing pentagrams on their house doors... They are actually trying to invoke something dark and evil, but the people who are skipping around thinking that their aura is so pink right now, those are the ones I worry about.
Right.
It's like, and you're going Bible to be hit like a ton of bricks.
The Bible verse, or the whole chapter, is referring to the evil people who are leading women astray, like all those bad qualities that I read about: disobedience, rebelliousness, hatefulness, selfishness, you know, all of those qualities. That's describing the false teachers. Like, that's describing the people who are actually standing up and being authoritative on the subject. People who have a podcast all about Enneagram, perhaps, or people who have, you know, they're going to tell you how to arrange your house for the best feng shui. Like, that would be a teacher who's leading people astray. But what I said about gullible women is a different category. Like, those are the ones being led astray because they're just so vapid and shallow and unassuming. And what's another word? You might be offended by the idea that women can be gullible, but it's like, look around you. Are you not seeing your friends being led astray by this stuff?
It shouldn't be insulting, because by our nature, unless you're insulted by the female nature, which most people are now, but by our nature, we are supposed to be led. That's why I think, again, it's women mostly. Men are supposed to be.
You are going to offend everybody.
Well, hopefully not people listening to this. But
wait for the last 2 minutes before you throw that.
We expect Carla to be a
Men are supposed to be the leaders, and women are supposed to be led. And now we can lead our children, but by our nature, we are supposed to have somebody to follow. And so if it's not our husband and if it's not God, then we're dumb little sheep who bleed around and find something to follow. I guess the stars and the energy.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I looked up and it is Gemini. That's the twins constellation.
Go.
But anyway, I guess for a takeaway, because I'm for some reason feeling like we need one, I would just say ask about truth. Like, be asking your friends and yourself all the time, is what I'm saying really true? Or is this just something we've come to kind of accept because of repetition and confirmation bias? And then be willing to call out, this is very hard in a group of women who are being silly, but to be able to raise your hand and just go, guys, we're being kind of silly, aren't we?
Like, you silly babies.
Ask God for the courage to say that. Just a minute, Emery, I feel you tapping on my shoulder, and I'm playing this outro music right now.
My phone, it's not working now. Like, it won't connect to the internet. It keeps deciding whether it wants to go between 28% and 10%.
Okay, Carla, we're going to have an exorcism on Megan's phone.
Why?
We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us for Just Because I Love You Day. You can also find us on MeWe in the group Four Sisters Birth and Motherhood Counseling and on Instagram, Four Sisters One Savior. Those are numerals. We also have an email account, foursistersonesavior@gmail.com. And those are also numerals, not words. Four Sisters One Savior. See you next time.